finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Ever feel like your relationships are just stuck in neutral? Like you're talking, but not really connecting? Yeah, I get it. Communication can be a real minefield, especially when it comes to the important stuff. But trust me, fellas, building healthy relationships starts with mastering the art of effective communication. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Practical tips and tricks to level up your communication game and build stronger, more fulfilling connections. Think about it. When you communicate effectively, you can resolve conflicts quicker, express your needs and desires openly, and truly understand where the other person is coming from. That means less frustration, more empathy, and a whole lot more joy in your relationships. It's a win-win. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your communication skills. 1. Active listening, my friends, is not just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding the message behind them. That means paying attention to body language, tone of voice, and even in spoken emotions. Ever had a conversation where you felt like someone wasn't really listening? Ouch, right? Well, by practicing active listening, you show respect and create a space where both parties feel heard and understood. 2. Clear and concise communication is king. Think about it like sending a text. You wouldn't use a million emojis and vague phrases, would you? No, you want your message to be clear and direct. The same goes for conversations. Get to the point without beating around the bush. And remember, I statements are your best friend. Instead of saying, you always make me feel, try, I feel, when. This takes ownership of your emotions and avoids putting the other person on the defensive. 3. Embrace vulnerability. Sharing your thoughts and feelings honestly can be scary, but it's essential for building trust and intimacy in any relationship. Remember, being vulnerable doesn't mean being weak. It means being courageous enough to show your true self. It's like stripping away the layers and letting someone truly see who you are beneath the surface. 4. Learn to give constructive feedback. We all need feedback to grow and improve, but it's gotta be delivered right. Ditch the criticism and focus on specific behaviors and their impact. For example, instead of saying, you're always so late, try, when you're late, I feel like my time isn't respected. That's much more helpful and opens the door for a productive conversation. 5. Take breaks when needed. Sometimes, emotions run high, and it's better to step back and cool down before continuing the conversation. This prevents things from escalating and allows everyone to gather their thoughts. Think of it like hitting the pause button, a chance to reset and come back to the discussion with a clearer head. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and there's some tension brewing. You feel frustrated because they haven't been pulling their weight around the house lately. Instead of letting those feelings simmer and boil over into an argument, remember these tips. Take a deep breath, practice active listening to understand their perspective, and express your feelings using I statements. For example, you could say, I feel overwhelmed when I have to handle all the chores by myself. It makes me feel like my needs aren't being met. This opens up a dialogue for a solution-focused conversation, where both of you can contribute to finding a better balance. So, there you have it, fellas, 5 actionable steps to supercharge your communication and build stronger, healthier relationships. Remember, effective communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting with others on a deeper level. And that, my friends, is the real secret sauce to building meaningful connections in all areas of your life. Now go out there and make those conversations count. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep it mindful, keep it real, and keep those connections strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.